Well, the House of Lords Constitution Committee, that doesn't always make the news every day, is conducting an inquiry into the way Britain is governed. It's looking at the Cabinet Office, and they've heard evidence from four former Cabinet Secretaries. Now, these are the most senior mandarins in the land, and the four former Cabinet Secretaries they've heard from, they held that post in all between them 26 years. They served three Prime Ministers, that's Margaret Thatcher, John Major, and Tony Blair, and they are not happy. They believe that in the last decade under New Labour, that cabinet government, the traditions of cabinet government have been bypassed, that Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, if you like, sort of conduct business in a cell. They just have their sort of individual favourites, and the conventions of cabinet government are not observed. Now, one of the really interesting comments is from Lord Armstrong. Now, Lord Armstrong was cabinet secretary under Margaret Thatcher. He held the post from 1979 to 1988, and he famously coined that phrase about being economical with the truth. Now, Margaret Thatcher, everyone thought at the time that she wasn't very favourable towards cabinet government. Well, Lord Armstrong say, well, Margaret Thatcher, she did actually, she did observe the rules. Yes, she could be a bit of a bully, but she did observe the rules. But he says, Tony Blair, oh no. He has amassed power and not observed convention in the way that Margaret Thatcher did.
And what about Gordon Brown? I mean, the follow-on, obviously, from Tony Blair. Has he, he promised to kind of, push away sofa government, and it was all going to be inclusive again. Has that happened?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because Margaret Thatcher, she was seen as being far too centralising. John Major took over in 1990 and famously was interested in cabinet government and was pretty genuine about that. And Gordon Brown really tried to do the same thing, or gave the impression that he was trying to do the same thing when he took over from Tony Blair 2 years ago. But interestingly, Lord Turnbull, now he knows about Gordon Brown because he was Cabinet Secretary, but before that he was Permanent Secretary at the Treasury, famously said that Gordon Brown had acted with Stalinist ruthlessness. Well, Lord Turnbull says that Gordon Brown knows a thing or two about politicising matters, and he talks about that when Gordon Brown was Chancellor, he created, this is Lord Turnbull speaking, he created this thing called the Panel of Economic Advisers. That all sounds very grand. And then Lord Turnbull says that was just a smokescreen to get more special advisers in.
Now, if, as these senior figures assert, cabinet government is dead, it's finished, it's on the way out, is that, does everyone kind of think that's a terribly bad thing?
Well, there are some people who think that's a good thing. And interestingly, Jonathan Powell, who was Tony Blair's chief of staff in the 10 years that he was Prime Minister, in his evidence to the House of Lords Committee, he says cabinet government died a long time ago, and that's a good thing. And the reason why he says that's a good thing is that the cabinet, remember, there are sort of 23 people sitting around the table. That's not a good forum for making decisions. You have people in there who don't know anything necessarily about the question, the key question that could be under consideration. Far better, he says, to do it in cabinet committees. That's committees of the cabinet, smaller grouping of people, where you have people who know what they're talking about. Traditionalists, they'll all be wanting a return to the days of the 1970s, when, under Harold Wilson, cabinets would sometimes last for 2 days, and at the end of it, you'd have a vote, and the Prime Minister wouldn't know which way that vote would go. Now, that was good cabinet government. That was perhaps democracy at work. But was the country a tidy, a friendly, a well-run place in the 1970s? Some would say it wasn't.
Now, if, say, the Tories won the next election, do you think we'd see any great changes under them? I mean, they've obviously criticised Gordon Brown and indeed Tony Blair's style of leadership. Would they make any changes?
Well, it's interesting about what David Cameron is do would like to do. He is in discussions with Sir Gus O'Donnell, the Cabinet Secretary, about the changes that he would like to introduce. They're talking about setting up a mini West Wing in Downing Street where David Cameron and George Osborne would work closely together. That is designed to ensure that they do not make the absolutely fundamental error that New Labour made, which was essentially that the Prime Minister and the Chancellor, Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, didn't get on. They want to avoid that mistake. I think that there would be similarities in the sense that the pretty tight group in David Cameron and George Osborne's joint office that they have in opposition, I think most of the people in that office would find themselves into the new West Wing in Downing Street. But certainly David Cameron has talked about restoring cabinet government. There was a democracy task force But often that's what people say when they're in opposition. Let us not forget that a lot of people think that Margaret Thatcher, despite what Lord Armstrong said, that she centralised a bit. But then her first Lord Chancellor, Lord Hailsham, famously gave a lecture in 1976, and he talked about how Britain was governed by an elective dictatorship.